Lion Jason Friday.
Honestly, it is so bad that I don't know.
We already talked about how we can't name any Radiohead songs, barely.
It's
but
terrible.
This is a B-side to Knives Out.
Yes.
I just found it yesterday, and it's called Fog. It's Radiohead, which means it's another Friday on a Friday.
Woo!
Welcome aboard, my dear listener. Julie Slater here.
Jason Friday.
We're gonna get to Thom Yorke again later in the hour, because his other band with Johnny Greenwood from Radiohead, The Smile, just came out with a new album today.
Oh my God, that's amazing. They've been doing great with these records. So cool, so fun.
The new album is called Cutouts. So we'll be getting to that a little bit later. What should we talk about? Oh, we're going to obviously play some Avs, play some Father John Misty. We just saw him play the Masonic Lodge. We also saw Sharon Van Etten.
Yes.
I'll play the Viper Room, exposing some brand new music that's not out yet, which was amazing. So we will get Sharon Van Etten is on this new, the show Bad Monkey with Vince Vaughn.
Yep.
It's a soundtrack, and it's all Tom Petty covers. And Sharon Van Etten takes on Tom Petty.
She kills it.
That's coming up.
Yep.
Those are called teasers, everybody. This is radio. That's a teaser. Do you guys feel teased?
Teased?
Do you love that it's 850 degrees in the middle of October?
Oh, my God. I am sweating.
Oh, guys. Let's all breathe in. But don't breathe on each other. That's warm. Okay, so Faye Webster. I'm a fan of Faye. Do you remember that song, "The Right Side of My Neck Still Smells Like You"? You're welcome, Faye. Do you remember that song?
A little bit. Did you used to play that on?
Yes.
Okay. That's
and out
why.
On a limb, my yeah. my old yeah. my OG weekend show here at this 88.5.
Yeah, that's right.
Anyway, she's got a brand new song. It is called "After the First Kiss."
Oh.
So let's get into it. It's new music from Faye Webster. It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
I woke up lost in her room. That's all I hoped it was. A break from the warfare in your house. To each his own. A soldier is bailing out. He curled his lips on the bow. And I don't know if the dead can talk to anyone.
By the way, Jace.
Yeah.
I'm sure your father, Bill Friday, has always told you should take the high road, son.
I mean, yes.
If you think he's listening right now?
No. Papa, earmuffs.
Papa,
no.
It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Julie Slater, your midday host.
Jason Friday, co-host.
Jason joins me every Friday in the 1 o'clock hour for Friday and a Friday. We rock it like it's hot.
We do.
And we go to a lot of concerts.
Yes.
And on Monday night, we went to the Viper Room. Sharon Van Etten put on a special show. I'm hearing talks it could have been one of the last shows at the Viper Room. They're tearing that whole like building down or something.
Right. Yeah, it was weird because I've played a handful of shows there. I've been to shows there many times, but many years ago. So it was kind of like, oh, wow, this is actually... It was kind of enjoyable, but maybe it was also because it was Sharon.
Yeah, Sharon has a new record. She's going kind of goth.
Yeah,
goth.
I dig it.
I just went like goth.
Goth.
Goth. A little goth there. but it sounds really nice. A new song is coming in a couple weeks. But she's also on, we've been watching the Vince Vaughn show Bad Monkey. I feel like we should get some props from some of these TV shows.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you think they should be sending us, like, special gifts?
I mean,
for talking about their shows and playing the music that's on it?
Yeah.
It's just an idea, everybody.
Yeah. Hello.
Like a tote bag or something.
A tote.
So anyway, the show itself is pretty funny. Vince Vaughn is lovable and weird. Sarcastic and strange.
Yeah, as he is. It's his same humor. It's great.
So the soundtrack actually came out today for Bad Monkey, and it's a bunch of... I've already played... Eddie Vedder does a cover, a Tom Petty cover, and I've played a couple other... Oh, Larkin Poe and a couple others. Many other bands, like Weezer, Nathaniel Rateliff, many, many others. But we're going to play a couple today to kind of, since it just came out.
Yeah, got it.
So The War on Drugs, who, by the way, are opening up for the National on Monday at the Hollywood Bowl. I can't wait.
No big deal.
I got an email from a big industry folk. We'll just call him Warren C. He's actually friends with our friend Trish.
Oh.
He is like, dude, you guys got to play this Tom Petty Bad Monkey record, man.
Oh, my God.
Michael
Plant, so
a little shout out.
Yeah.
But Warren's like a huge War on Drugs fan, and also War on Drugs, but also Tom Petty fan.
Sure.
So that's coming up. But I wanted to play this version of I Won't Back Down from Sharon Van Etten because she's awesome. I saw her at the Viper Room. So I think you were at the bathroom. So there's this tiny little area where the band has to wait before they come out. There's like no backstage.
Right.
And they open the door and I see her and our eyes locks. And I was just like, yeah. And she gave me like a, yeah.
That's so good. Oh my God.
She's very cool.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's get into this new music from Sharon Van Etten, a cover of Tom Petty. Tom, we miss you. We love you. Let's get into it. It's 88.5, the SoCal Sound. It is Friday.
On a Friday.
Of hell, but I won't back down. No, I'll stand my ground, won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground, and I won't back down. Stand.
is from the Bad Monkey TV show soundtrack. A bunch of great artists on that. I'm very protective of my Tom Petty tribute records. And I will say this is a good one. Very great artists on it. We're going to do an album dive into this one, not next week, but the week after. But speaking of album dives, The Smile. That is a band featuring Tom. Are you here?
I'm literally smiling.
You're just staring at me like while I'm talking.
Because you're just such
you're so in awe.
Hello. Duh.
So next week, The Smile just came out with a brand new record. It's called Cutouts. And that's Tom York, Johnny Greenwood from Radiohead. So we're going to play a track coming up. But next week, every weekday just after 12 noon, we're going to dig into that record from The Smile. So you'll hear the whole thing next week, which is really fun.
Very fun.
By the way, have you gotten your tickets for the year-end bash? Did you hear? We added another performer this week.
Oh, my. Wait, did I? Wait, hold on.
It's an L.A. band.
Oh, my God.
Harmonies on High.
No.
Might be Truesdale.
No.
Yes.
Oh, I did hear that.
Do you listen to the station?
I do.
Truesdale is now going to be a part of our year-end bash, December 7th, Alex Theater, along with Ben Gibbard from Death Cab for Cutie, the Postal Service, and also Rosalind. We might be announcing another performer. Grab your tickets now while they're still available.
Wow.
Go to Ticketmaster, also the Alex Theater box office, and we have a quick link on our website at thesocalsound.org.
I got to say, the summer benefit...
Benefest,
thank you. I was like, I think it's Benefest. That was so fun.
And how beautiful is the Alex Theater?
And special. The theater, I mean, I've been there, but it's been 100 years.
It's
was
gorgeous.
So cool to be back there.
And everyone who came to the show, everyone who like tunes into the station and supports us, everyone was so cool and genuine and beautiful. So it's going to be a really fun show coming up December 7th.
Yeah, it will be. I mean, and plus it's the holidays. It's going to be even better. I'm touched by it, just even going back to the summer. I can't wait. I'm really excited.
Yeah, me too. So it's a new month. That means we have a new artist in residence.
Hey, this is Levi Gillis from The Dip. We're this month's artist in residence on the SoCal Sound. We're going to guest DJ each week, play some songs that we love, some songs that inspired our new record, Love Direction, and maybe share some stories about the music. Join us this Saturday night at 6 p.m., only on 88.5, the SoCal Sound.
Artist in residence, Saturday nights at 6, 88.5, the SoCal Sound.
You fill my cup.
Support for the SoCal Sound comes from The Bellwether, presenting Dinosaur Jr., celebrating 30 years of Where You Been at The Bellwether on December 5th and 6th. Tickets are on sale now at thebellwetherla.com. Dinosaur Jr., The Bellwether, December 5th and 6th.
Support comes from Live Nation.
Oasis will tour summer 2025. Oasis, live in Los Angeles, Rose Bowl Stadium, Saturday, September 6th. And due to demand, second show added, Sunday, September 7th. Tickets now at livenation.com. Oasis, live 25.
Support comes from the Hollywood Pantages Theater, presenting Kimberly Akimbo, the winner of 5 Tony Awards, including Best Musical. And now it's coming to Los Angeles. It's a story about growing up and growing old in no particular order. The New York Times calls it profoundly funny and deeply moving. The Washington Post says, I loved it from the first note to the last. Kimberly Akimbo at the Hollywood Pantages Theater, October 15th through November 3rd. More info is at BroadwayInHollywood.com.
Support comes from the LA Phil, presenting an evening of film and music from Mexico to Hollywood at Walt Disney Concert Hall on October 25th, 26th, and 27th. John Williams and Gustavo Dudamel team up to curate the cinematic retrospective, pairing selections from Hollywood's silver screen alongside a rich history of composers working in a flourishing Mexico City film industry during the 1930s and 40s. Tickets at LAPhil.com.
The SoCal Sound.
L-E-W.
Your station for new music discovery.
just to piss you off. Floating on the past. You're falling on your ass, falling through the glass. And everybody's laughing, body's laughing.
Brand new music from The Smile. The song is called Bodies Laughing. The new album is Cutouts. And we'll be doing an 88.5 album dive into that whole record all next week that just came out today. It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
So The Smile is Tom York and Johnny Greenwood from Radiohead's band. We're hoping they get all of this out so that they can tour in 2025 with Radiohead. No, that would be great.
We're not hoping. That's what they better
by
do.
By the way, I've already envisioned it. We are manifestors,
yes.
And it is already happening.
Please.
I can't wait to be going all over the world to see Radiohead and them inviting us backstage. I may have mentioned that I went to the South of France once, and I had champagne backstage with my sister Ellen, and it was fantastic.
No big deal.
They were like, what are you doing here? I'm like, sorry, Tom. I had to come. Anyway, it'd be so funny. I don't know that he'd ever remember me, but he probably should.
I think he might. I don't know. There's been enough interactions that were very specific to where I think he might.
You mean like when I interviewed him?
Yes.
And I said, could we ever be together, Tom? And he said, maybe after a few drinks. And I said, hit bartender over here, buddy.
Let's do it, Thomas.
Okay, so we have so many fun shows that we go to. And on Monday, we have seen The National many times.
Yep.
We saw them at the Hollywood Bowl, and that was just a really good – we were with, like, great friends, and we really had just such a good time. They're coming to the Hollywood Bowl on Monday. War on Drugs is playing as well. It's like a double whammy. We played War on Drugs earlier. And one of my favorite shows – you were not there, and I'm sad for you. It was at the Hollywood Forever Cemetery. The band Daughter opened up, and then The National. And I had never seen Daughter before. The Hollywood Forever Cemetery is one of the most beautiful places. I can't believe we haven't done. You know they do yoga there.
I know.
We haven't done yoga there. What are we waiting for, everybody? Should we plan a trip? Let's all go do yoga at the Hollywood Forever Cemetery?
Seriously.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into – so The National have a live album. They recorded this in Rome over the summer. It's called Rome. I Need My Girl. It's a live track. Perhaps we'll hear this song on Monday.
Monday, nice.
Julie Slater here.
Jason Friday.
It's Friday on a Friday on 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
I am good. I am grounded. Davey says that I look taller, but I can't get my head around it. I keep feeling smaller and smaller. I need my girl. I need my girl. Remember lost your medicine, drove the car into the garden. You got out and said, I'm sorry, to the vines that no one saw. I need my girl. I need my girl. Under the gun again. I know I was a 45% of that. I know I was a lot of things, but I am good, I am grounded. Davey says that I look taller, but I can't get my head around it. Keep feeling smaller and smaller. I need my girl. I need my girl. There's some things that I should never laugh about in front of family. I try to call you from the party. It's full of punks and cannonballers. I need my girl. Under the gun again. No, I was a 45% No, I was a lot of things, but I am good. I am grounded. Jamie says that I look taller. I can't get my head around it. Keep feeling smaller and smaller. I keep
feeling smaller and smaller. I keep feeling smaller and smaller.
The song Youth. You know what's so great? So it's 88.5.
SoCal Sound.
Julie Slater here.
Jason Friday.
This is Friday on a Friday. Jason joins me every Friday in the 1 o'clock hour and we jam it.
Oh, yeah.
So that's Daughter. You know what's so fun? I can remember Meg Robb, my niece, is the first person who was like, hey, you should listen to the song Youth by Daughter. And you know how you – can you remember certain bands, like the one person that told you about them? I'm going to say off the top of my head – TJ, my friend TJ, PJ Harvey. My friend Nick Trace used to work with him at another radio station. I think he's the one that might have introduced me to Bon Iver, our good friend Bon Iver, Bon Iver. Also, I'm going to give Rob Romero a shout out. He does Saturday night late nights here, 11 p.m.
I know who he told us about.
He was like, you should check out, I almost said Franz Ferdinand, but that is not right. Francis of Delirium.
Yes. Yeah.
Can you remember any other artists?
I mean, sure. My buddy Charlie, literally old bandmate, childhood friend since 6 years old, he showed me the Beastie Boys because he still does have two older sisters who loved the Beastie Boys. And I'll never forget the first time that I think I heard Check Your Head or Ill Communication, and it blew me away. It's like, okay, this is like next. Actually, it might have been... Anyways, it was one of them, and I'll never forget that. And then I ended up going to see them at the Forum a year or two after. I mean, I was like still a teenager. It was amazing. It's phenomenal.
So just a few years ago.
Yeah, just a few years ago.
It's really fun to think about the people that have influenced your musical style. Pretty wild.
Oh, yeah.
And it kind of neat. Hopefully, maybe as DJs, we've influenced somebody to like check out a band.
Yes.
That thrills me and warms my heart. If you've ever heard a song and you're like, Julie, I started listening to that band because you played them. That would make me so happy. Send us an email.
Please.
Julie@885fm.org or slide into my DMs at the voice of Julie Slater. Okay, we've got a new song from an artist known as Gigi Perez. Now, I feel for this artist because they spent time in Florida and New Jersey. I left that dead silence. It was a joke, if anyone knows me. She's definitely one of those people that put – it's so cool. People just kind of putting their music on social media like TikTok or Instagram, and it kind of takes off. But this is a really pretty song. It is called The Sailor Song. So I thought we'd get into it. Do you want to introduce this artist?
I love it. Gigi Perez, followed by The Sailor Song. And you're listening to it on 88.5, The SoCal Sound.
walls inside your house. I can be the cat, baby, you can be the mouse. We can laugh off things that we know nothing about. We can go forever until you wanna sit it out.
To borrow is to take and not return. I have borrowed all my lonesome life, and I can, no, I can't get through. The borrower's debt is the only regret of my youth.
Fleet Foxes, so beautiful, Bedouin dress. They mention a town. Well, they mention Innisfree. I happened to go to the Irish town. It was a make-believe town called Innisfree for a movie with John Wayne. And I guess I was listening to that album, Helplessness Blues, And my sister and I, Ellen, went to Ireland, and we were in that town.
So it's like,
I think it's on the near Galway.
Okay.
If I'm right. This could all be wrong
information. Is it like a Hallmark town, like fake and magical, or?
I mean, it's a tiny, old, real old town.
Oh, okay.
That they renamed Innisfree for the movie.
Oh, interesting.
I forget the name of the movie. We'll have to Google it.
Yeah. Some I mean, John Wayne. Yeah. You know, that's.
There was posters up and like all the little stores.
Oh my God, that's so good. That is cool.
The countryside.
Yeah.
It was very nice.
Wow.
So anyway, what's funny when you play Fleet Foxes, I completely forget that Josh Tillman, a.k.a. Father John Misty, was the drummer for that band. I know we left. We're at the show. So we went to see Father John Misty on Wednesday play. Where did he play? Masonic Lodge at Hollywood Forever.
Yep.
And you just look at him. He's such a character and has such a large personality. You can't believe he was just the drummer. But I guess it happens once in a while.
It does.
He was the drummer in Fleet Foxes.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
He has way too much like charisma and so many.
I know
other
one
things.
Drummer joke, and Father John Misty busts it. The drummer joke is when the drummer's being fired from the band, he's walking out and he goes, "I got a lot of songs."
Right.
But Father John Misty does have a lot of songs,
right?
So he did a great show. This was like a little one-off before he was opening up for Casey Musgraves at the Forum last night and tonight.
Amazing.
I will say, though, if anyone's listening from Masonic Lodge, do you know what air conditioning is or fans? It was literally 100 degrees. I felt sick. And I had to leave and go. I tried to buy water, but the line was too long because people were buying drinks. It was painful.
I know.
That part of it.
It doesn't make sense. I mean, we've seen two solo artists there, but still, the room was full. I saw crosses there.
It was hot like, before I don't, the band came out.
I know. It doesn't make sense.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
But I guess we should have gotten t-shirts. We survived. Yeah. Father John Misty at Masonic Lodge.
Oh, my God. He needs to make those shirts.
He's so good. So anyway, he's got more new music coming out. I love a couple tracks that he's already put out. But we're going to go back to an oldie but goodie. He played this the other night. It's so great. Anyway, we're wrapping up the program. Matt Pinfield's waiting in the wings. He's like, "Hey, man, get off the air. It's time for me to come out."
Hey, Matt, just step back, man. We're leaving.
Take time for yourself this weekend. Relax.
Yep.
Really take care of yourself. It's so fun being on the air. I love being on the air with Jason every Friday for Friday on a Friday.
Absolutely.
We love you. Namaste. Until next time,
my pretties.
And go out and go fulfill your dreams. Write a novel or something.
Do it.
I ran down the road, pants down to my knees, screaming, "Please come help me." That Canadian shaman gave a little too much to me, and I'm writing a novel. Because it's never been done before. First house that I saw, I wrote house up on the door and told the people who live there they had to get out, cause my reality is realer than yours, and there's no time in the present. And there's a black dog on the bed. I went to the backyard to burn my only clothes, and the dog no more. Well, I'm no doctor, but that monkey might be right. And if he is, I'll be walking in my whole life. I rode to Malibu holding all these dreams.
strips of hair that makes me empty my pockets, all caught in the corner, burning 20s as if I was the mayor. Well, I don't need any new friends, mama, but I could really use something to do. So if you're up for some time, I swear you wouldn't have to be my muse. Heidegger and Sartre, drinking poppy tea. I could have sworn last night I passed out in my van, and now these guys are pouring one for me. I never leave the canyon, 'cause I'm surrounded on all sides by people writing novels and living on amusement rides.
Wait, one more thing before we go. Jason Friday, go Dodgers.
Go.
Crush the Padres. Dodgers. If you're crush. A San Diego fan, I'm sorry. Hashtag sorry, not sorry. Dodgers, do it. Game one is tomorrow.
Go, 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 Blue.
88.5 FM, KCSN, and KCSN HD1, Northridge, Los Angeles. KSBR and KSBR HD1, Mission Viejo. A service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Member-supported public radio. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.